In our presentation, we discussed mortgage rates versus mortgage points, and we said you can pay us now or you can pay us later. So let's take a look at the relationship of mortgage rates and points, which are things that they poke you in the eye with. No, they're 1% of the loan, as we'll see. So here is a situation where we are looking at a $320,000 loan. And 30 years, we have good credit, and we have 20% down, which is ideal, right? That's what the lenders love when you have 20% down. And this is a company called AIM Loan. I don't own any stock in them, folks. I'm not getting any kickback. But they're actually a pretty darn good company. They're internet-based. But you never even go in the office. You can here in San Diego because they're actually based here in San Diego. But most of the time, you never go into any office. Everything's done over the internet. And then when they need you to sign the documents, they have a mobile notary come to your home and do it, which is not a bad job to get, folks. Notary, you work your little fanny off, but you have work, that's for sure. So now, they're going to offer you a 3.875 interest rate for a 30-year loan. That's pretty darn good. Remember we talked about many were 4.5%? This is a very good company. But wait a minute. What do you have to do to get that loan at that rate? You have to pay 1.658%. Those are the points. Every point is 1% of the loan. So we're looking at $5,305 just for the privilege of getting your loan. Plus, there are a lot of other closing costs, title insurance, escrow fees, document recording costs, appraisals. And so you wind up paying a little over $11,000 in closing costs. Your monthly mortgage payment is $1,500. So multiplying times 360, as we did in the exercises, you wind up paying $541,700 in total costs and $221,700 in interest. However, if you're willing to accept a higher rate, notice that the points go down, and the loan origination fee goes down, and the total closing cost goes down. But what happens? Your monthly payment goes up. And so you wind up spending an extra $8,000. By saving $2,000 now, you wind up spending $8,000 over the life of the loan. Do you think they understand the future value of money? Yes, they do. And so you have to make this decision. Do you want to have a lower monthly payment or a higher monthly payment? Do you want to pay higher closing costs now or lower closing costs now? To the point where you don't have to pay a dime to get into this mortgage at 4.75%, almost a percentage point higher, but your monthly payment is now over $150 more every month. And you're going to wind up spending an extra, $50,000 over the life of the loan. So this is the trade-off you must make. Now, think. If you really love this place, this is where you're going to live, you're going to, make your life here, what is a better choice? In my humble opinion, buy down. That's the term they use. The real estate agents and the mortgage brokers, you buy down the interest rate and have a lower monthly payment over the life of the loan. But if you know you have no intentions of staying here more than a few years, this is your starter house or whatever, or you're going to be transferred, then you don't have to pay out of pocket any closing costs. And if you're paying more than 4.75% on your loan, if you have a loan at 5.5% or 6%, then it's a no-brainer. You lower your monthly payment, you'll pay less in interest, and you won't pay a dime in total closing costs. So go with the no-cost or low-cost loan. Now, we talked about a 15-year loan, right? So let's scroll down. Scroll down to a 15-year rate loan. Whoops, let's keep it up there for now. Again, 15-year $320,000, 180 payments, half the number of payments, good credit score, and 20% down. And we see the exact same relationship. Oh, by the way, this is AIM loan, March 5th. Again, plug out for the company, but I don't get any kickback or anything. And so we see the same relationship. But look, 3.25%. Yeah, over half a percent less than the other, than the 30-year loan. Here it's a half a percent less. And we see the points being larger as our interest rate is lower, our total closing cost being larger, but our monthly payment being much smaller than if we were to go with the no-cost refinance. But again, if we're paying more than 4.25%, it's a no-brainer. No total closing costs, and we lower our monthly payment and lower our total interest and total costs. So make sense, dear students? Now, you decide whether you want to go to AIM Loan or Cash Call or Ditech or Rabbit Mortgage or whatever it's called, Rocket Mortgage, Rabbit Loans. There are dozens and dozens of these places out there. And of course, you can go to mortgage brokers and stop by. And if they, when you do your assignment, when you do your research, and if they give you a guff because you really are just doing this for a community college class, then that's somebody you don't want to go back to in the future. You know, if they're smart, they're going to treat you well, and think of you as a future possible client. So, in my humble opinion. But of course, mortgage brokers really do work very hard, dear students. Don't feel too badly for them. They make a lot of money, but they work their buns off. All right, so hopefully this was illuminating about the difference between the relationship between mortgage interest rates and points.